There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Hey, Dalton, can you Google this as we come on? How many people does it take to fly a hot air balloon? Now, not that's not a setup of a joke, although it would be good. Say, how many people does it? You see, the person has to pull the thing to do the fire. That's the noise of fire, by the way. To do the fire thing to put the hot air into the balloon for it to rise. But how many people? You have to have a whole... Because what I'm getting at is, I saw this note, the Gulf Coast Hot Air Balloon Festival has been canceled due to COVID-19 concerns. Now, the word from the folks at OWA, they have had a... OWA has all this stuff going on. They keep having to, like, delay things, or in this case, cancel things. For the health and safety of all, we believe this is the best course of action. What I'm getting at is, how do you... Having seen plenty of hot air balloons floating by in the past, but not having ever attended a festival, do you need to, for example, coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Corey Quint, president of the Alabama Deep Sea Fish and Rodeo. Man, were they handed a tough, tough deck of cards, hand of cards to play with the COVID-19. Big time, right? So but they're still fishing. Now, all the partying and liars contest and all those things that go on around it, the big show that goes around the rodeo is not happening, but they're still fishing, which, by the way, reminder, charity event, charity group, JC's volunteer their time, do this and put that money right back into our community through charity. They've gotten rid of the show portion, but they're still having the main event. So couldn't you still have like people get in their balloons and float around? Would you float or fly in a... I mean, it looks like you're floating, but maybe there's... Because you're actively doing things to steer it, maybe you're flying it. Whether you're floating or flying, you're in your hot air balloon. Why shouldn't these people have the right to be able to go out and do that? Even if the earthbound people don't need to be bunched up or whatever, you know, heck, the Blue Angels aren't flying this weekend because of this, even though they had already done this idea where they would stretch out from Pensacola Beach back to Perdido Key and do more area, but they're not doing that, so they're not flying. And now no hot air balloons at the same time. I don't know. It just seems like you could still let the people fly, even if the people on the ground can't be grouped up. You let them fly. All right, that's one of the things we're not going to talk about the rest of the show. Just wanted to bring it up at the beginning. Coming up, we will talk a couple of things on our list. Number one, how to make sure your vote is counted on Tuesday. Now, if you are you, because somebody sent something to me that said I'm going to absentee vote on Monday. You can't absentee vote, and I'm talking about next week's primary runoff election, right? Remember that? We're going to vote. You can't do that. So we're going to dig into the rules here on the absentee voting. They have loosened up what it takes to say is causing you to be an absentee voter, but you still have the parameters of getting the absentee vote in before the regular vote. So we'll dig into that. Also, we're going to talk mask with my buddy Dale Jackson from up in Huntsville. Does the Dale Jackson show up there? He is always interesting and takes his take here on masks, because they just moved forward yesterday, I think, in Madison County up there in North Alabama to have a mask ordinance up there. He says either put the mask on for America or donate to my GoFundMe page, and we'll test the constitutionality of these mandatory mask rules. He is a mask wearer. Dale Jackson is a mask wearer, a happy mask wearer, but he also questions the constitutionality of the mask mandate. He argued last week it was the same, if you remember, he said a mask mandate is the same as it's nudity laws, or there's another term for it. But in other words, being able to tell you you have to have clothes on to be in public, right? And I argued with him that it was not exactly the same. So he's going to join me on this show to argue that it is the same. And he questions the constitutionality of it. So he'll join me here in a couple minutes to talk more about that. Also, coming up on today's show, dig into what's happening next here when it comes to Sessions, comes to Tuberville, and is there anything endorsement-wise that is moving the needle beyond where it is now? In other words, President Trump has talked about he endorses Tuberville. You've heard a lot of other people come out and endorse Jeff Sessions, but is there anything else? Is there any other endorsement out there that could move the needle for you between now and Tuesday? We'll talk about that. So some of the subjects coming up today on Midday Mobile. Phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. And a reminder, too, we are just, 24 hours away from awarding our next FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirt in the Fishing Photo Contest. Remember, go to facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. That's our page on Facebook. And the pinned item up top there, you'll see Fishing Photo Contest. It's this easy. You put your fishing picture in there. You put it up, get folks to like it, so your friends, your family, let them know they can come over to our page, hit the like button on that, and the picture with the most number of likes by this time tomorrow will win that shirt. So we'll do it all again then for week 4. This is week 3 of the Fishing Photo Contest, and you could be the winner by tomorrow, or make sure to be ready to get into it for next week. All right, that's over on Facebook. Check that out, and we're coming right back. Dale Jackson joins us next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. I'm glad to have you in, and good to talk to my buddy Dale Jackson from The Dale Jackson Show, WVNN, up in Huntsville. Also, read his work, Yellowhammer News, yellowhammernews.com. And I'm sure publications everywhere, right? Mini Trucker Magazine, Soldier Fortune, other publications as well.
Yes, Mask Aficionado.
Yes, and you are Mask. So I was talking about you last week, and I said, listen, my friend Dale up in Huntsville is making a claim, making a comparison here between a mask law and lewdness laws, right? No nudity laws out there. Saying right. When people, and this is, people have come at me, and I know you, with this argument that the mask and a mask ordinance is unconstitutional, right? It's, I even had somebody here yell, "How Hitler" at our Mobile City Council when they passed a mask ordinance, saying that.
Reasonable.
Yes, it does sound reasonable, doesn't it? That the mask ordinance is unconstitutional. You and I are both kind of geeks for that Constitution, so tell me your take on it. Unconstitutional, the mask ordinances, or what?
Yeah, I always ask people, show me what it violates in the Constitution, and we'll talk about it. I don't really see it. My point with the whole pants and looseness thing was, if the state of Alabama can tell me, and they do, and I cited the legal code, that I have to put a piece of cloth over my genitals, then why can they not tell me I need to put a cloth over my mouth? They're not telling me to do it for a religious reason. They're not telling me any of that. It's a public health matter, which they have the authority and the ability to make public health orders. It's completely constitutional. Everybody knows it. And anyone who says it's not, I have a GoFundMe account set up. You can go get on my Facebook and Twitter, at Dale Jackson, donate some money. I'll fight the battle for you. I just need some money to do it. I'll fight a losing battle with your money. Go donate the money.
So, and you're sure that battle is losing because of the Lewdness Act, but at the same time, saying that...
Not only that. No. Not to cut you off, Sean, but not only that. That's not the only reason. I just truly believe there is no merit to this, and that's why you don't see any of these big heavy hitter conservative movements in places that would normally get involved in something like this doing anything, because they know it's constitutional.
Well, and I think the carve out about it being in public and leaving, you know, having the exceptions for your private, you know, private space, private property, those kind of things, I think that protects it as well. I think if it would have moved into some kind of, you know, we're going to police what you do inside your home, you got a different story. But
right.
if you do choose to go out and choose to go onto the sidewalk or choose, so there is some precedent. I might not like it, but if I'm being honest, there is precedent set here.
Yeah, I oppose it too. I oppose mandatory ordinances on stuff like this. I'm against it, but they have the right to do it. And if we don't like it, we vote them out. But this is a stupid thing to vote, base your ballot on, and I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say I don't like it. I wish people would wear masks on their own. But here's another thing that we have to also understand. I went to Walmart yesterday around 4 o'clock before this ordinance went into place in Madison County. I saw two people without masks on, which is a direct, very clear difference than everything I had seen for the last couple of months.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing down here. I mean, because I think a lot of people will say, you know what, it's a law, I'm going to comply. I don't like it, I'm going to call Sean or I'm going to call Dale and complain. But
right? That's why there's no penalty. There is no penalty.
Yeah.
All it does, and I wrote this.
But then it's a messaging ordinance too. If it has no penalty and no enforcement, why even make it an ordinance? Why not just have some more PSAs run?
Yeah, I tend to agree, but the power behind the ordinance, what it also does is it gives companies like Walmart and other places the ability to say, oh, geez, I guess you can't come in here without the mask on. They don't really have to get into the whole, we allow masks, we don't allow masks, and stuff like that. Everyone has to, it's the city, you know, they're making us do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but it also puts the onus on that $10 an hour retail worker to enforce the health order. But, you know, here's the thing. You got to remember, I know your audience is going to hate to hear this, but it's a fringe position to be against masks. Look at the polls. It's a fringe position. You've lost. You've lost the battle. And this whole thing, they won't do that. They did. They can't do that. They shouldn't. Oh, well, they did, and they will, and they will add more. And the next step is another shutdown. So shut up and put the mask on.
Yeah, but you're talking about the fringe position here, but it is, I don't know, obviously it's political, but it seems more political than some 90-10% or 99% 1% discussion. A lot of people feel like if they put the mask on, I'm going to set you up here. Watch this, y'all. I'm baiting the line. I'm one of those kids that ends up getting the lion reaches out of the cage and smacks him. It's one of those things that it makes you sheep. You're sheeple if you put the mask on. You're just putting the bit in your mouth, Dale Jackson. You're just ready to comply with big government.
Hold a mirror up, Sean, for the sheep, because I keep hearing that, and you know what? I keep hearing the same three arguments over and over and over again. I knew someone that got in line to get a test, and then they got out of line, and then they got a letter saying they tested positive. No, you didn't. You read it on the internet. Oh, no. I know someone that passed out because they had a mask on. Yep. And Sean told me that when he was little, he ate some Pop Rocks and drank a Coke, and his spleen exploded. No, none of these things are real. It's garbage, and it's the same stupid. So every time someone posts says that I'm a sheep, I'm fine with that. It's a fringe position. The polls indicate all that. And I'm going to tell this. This has been my new point here. This is what I'm trying to use to help people understand. If the masks don't work, another shutdown is coming. If another shutdown comes, the economy will be further destroyed. If the economy is further destroyed, Donald Trump will not be reelected. That's the reality. If you want Donald Trump to get elected and you want Donald Trump to get reelected, you need your kids to go back to school. You need to go back to work. The economy needs to reopen, and things need to be going good again in November. And the quickest way to get there is to shut your mouth, cover that ugly face of yours, and get to work.
Okay. Just joining us, this is Dale Jackson, Dale Jackson Show, WVNN in Huntsville. You can read more of his discussion of you sheeple over at yellowhammernews.com. But that, you know, that's the point, that no side is that both sides are coming or arriving at this, not everybody, but a lot of people are arriving at this because of some tribal-like thought process, right? That people like me, if I want to show that, you know, I support smaller government, I support liberty, I am not wearing a mask. Or if I'm somebody that, you know, goes, I want to show that I care about people and I have a big heart, then I'm going to wear a mask. It is virtue signaling in both forms.
Absolutely.
So
I don't know. I don't know how not wearing a mask is some sort of sign of you oppose smaller government. Good Lord, you want a bigger military, don't you? Hey, come on, get out of here with this nonsense. I don't even buy that. Look, at this point, people are just throwing whatever they can against the wall, seeing what sticks. And here's the thing: they've lost.
Okay, but I do want to point out that you say the reasons for not wearing the mask are made up. Now, there's real reasons, but there's also as many exceptions. At least I can't speak to Madison County's mandate, but Mobile's mandate and Mobile County. The list of exceptions is like you're reading the back of a credit card bill. You know, there's all these exceptions. So at that point, that's why I go, do you do this as an ordinance? Isn't it just, or does that just happen to help the Walmart when you make it an ordinance versus a PSA or a directive from the city? I mean, because this thing is so full of exceptions, and it's not enforceable.
I think the reason that they put all those exceptions in there, like the ones for special needs and stuff like that, I think you put all those exceptions in there so you limit the ability for most people to say, well, I object to it on this ground and that ground. And basically what you can say is, well, we have an exception for you, but most people will put the masks on, and that's what they're going to do, and that's what they want. And you know, this isn't a control thing, because, good Lord, if the government wants to control you, it's not going to start with, I'm going to put a mask on your face. I mean, it's just ridiculous nonsense. So I understand there's a lot of exceptions here, and I get that, and I actually agree. But this is all feel-good stuff, but just because it's feel-good stuff doesn't mean that it's.
What about, you hear a lot of chatter, other states where governors have been heavy-handed with the rules? You know, you've got a situation where their legislatures, like ours, are not in session, and you have the executive branch kind of acting as both the legislative and the executive. Governors are being heavy-handed in this state and another. I don't know are we forgetful-handed in Alabama, heavy-handed, equal? What are we?
Well, I think we're being run by health departments. I mean, that's the general gist.
So you're saying that Scott Harris is running the show, not Governor Ivey?
Well, I mean, because he can put together. I mean, look, this is the thing that kills me. These people are unelected. Okay, fine, but they're appointed by your elected official. Okay, they didn't just appear there and are the health director for Madison County. So calm down on that part. But when these guys want to do this stuff, we all know they go to the elected officials and say, well, can you back me up on this? Will you do this? Will you do that? I don't see anyone doing something and the elected officials coming out and be like, absolutely not, like the governor or anyone. I just don't see that happening. These guys are acting to conference with the elected officials. Now, those elected officials know exactly what they're going to do. I didn't vote for a mask ordinance.
Hey, raise that buggy whip antenna on that smartphone. I have a little trouble hearing you in the last part there. Maybe you're over the hill there. Y'all got the mountains and stuff. And
I pulled in my garage on the mountain. So
okay,
I apologize.
Yeah, get up on.
Not, let me step out of my garage. We're all not living it up on the beach.
Yeah, that's right. Y'all are all mountaining and we're all beaching. It's a Jimmy Buffett song 24/7 down here. So you're saying if the legislature somehow. Legislature was in session. It was and during this whole process. Do you think our reactions or the rules that we're under would be any different?
No, I don't think so because they're cowards when it comes to stuff like this. They don't want to deal with it. They why would they deal with it when they know the county health officials can? I mean, it absolves them. I mean, that's at best what it does. I don't think they would be running in to put together a mask ordinance or anything like this. We heard talk of them having laws that would rein in. Some of the stuff the health officials could do, like he can put forth like an order and it goes for 3 months or something, and then in order for it to be extended, they have to vote on it. They talk about doing stuff like that. Nothing ever came of it. They passed the budget and got out of Dodge.
And yeah, just a, or hey, I'll use one of your terms. Just a parting shot here, Dale. Does the do we have any special? I mean, the best I can get is 50-50. Yeah, that was Todd Stacey saying. Do we get a special here this year?
Just depends what it is. What's the appetite for it? I mean,
prisons, man. I thought this was. We've been told this prison thing was going to fall on us like a giant Acme anvil.
I was told that the first day I started doing talk radio in Alabama, and that was in 2007.
Yeah, well, that's I've been I've told that in 2009. So, so you don't think it's going to happen anytime soon?
I just don't think there's really any appetite for anybody to do anything right now.
Just to wear masks.
Except wear masks. We're in a holding pattern where everyone just wears masks.
There he is. You can hear his voice right now through the filtration of the mask or on WVNN in Huntsville. Dale, as always, remind folks where they find you on Twitter, if they dare.
if you want, I will fight with anyone, at D-Dale Jackson on Twitter and Facebook. Don't forget Alabama Politics This Week on lovely radio station, like the one we're listening to right now.
See, I love it. Wraps it all up. Thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
Coming right back, y'all have stacked up some commentary here on the text line. Get on the telephone as well. Pick up that Sports Illustrated football phone and call me, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Check in with my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And let's do this, Angelo. Even though you and I have been talking about the shop for years, folks have come down to see you over the decade. Let's talk about, like, walk us through. Give, if somebody who's not been there, let's use the magic of radio to walk them through all the different items and the kinds of stuff you'll have in the shop.
Cool. Yeah, that's a great idea. So if we walk in the front door, if you sort of head to the aisle down your right, you're going to see all the different pieces of jewelry that we have in stock. Everything from sterling silver to 18 karat gold pieces, from CZs to beautiful diamonds and rubies. Now, if you head the other direction, you head to your left, you're going to see some of the high-end collectible historical coins, the things from the late 1700s, early 1800s, all the way up as you sort of curve around that corner there, the modern gold and silver bullion, everything from the Star Wars coins, the Back to the Future silver, the generic silver bars, and of course, my favorite and your favorite as well, that wall of Opinel knives will be behind you, so you can check those out too.
They're fantastic. And you can get an education when you're in there as well. It doesn't say classroom out front, but it's a classroom, at least been for me, when it comes to precious metal.
Sometimes it really should say classroom out front, because when you start looking at coins, you start looking at precious metals, you start looking at all the different currency that has been in circulation throughout the decades here, you know, in the United States and around the world, you really learn a lot about economics, you learn a lot about history, and we enjoy explaining to people some of this stuff and sharing our passion with them.
There we go. Give people directions to come see all that in person.
Yeah, we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street. Of course, you can check us out online, mobilebaycoins.com, and listen to the podcast there as well. If you want to see some stuff, but from the comfort of your home, like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram.
Thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins, and we'll run to the phone lines and the text line. Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106, also the same for the text line. All right, unnamed texter. It's great. We have grown so much here with this radio station. We have so many new people. But as you come on, new people, give yourself like a nickname on the text line or first name, last name, whatever. It's just nice to have that on there. All right. So this unnamed texter, and it says, for me, J.S. Mills, so they're talking about John Stuart Mill. John Stuart Mill's harm principle says that you nor I have the freedom to harm another human being, so wear the mask and do the Christian act. Jason sending in a picture of a bunch of sheep with mask on. You know, Jason, that's kind of the, what I like about Dale is, maybe because he and I think alike in the fact that we think differently on things. Like, he and I don't agree on things all the time, but the fact that book and cover not matching. His suggestion here, Jason, is to all the people out there. Now, let this sink in for a second. Tell me if this doesn't chafe or burn a little bit, something you might need some gold bond for, that in immediately saying no to all masks in all situations, that you're as much of a sheep as the people that you think are sheep for putting on the mask. Is that a fair question? Is there a mirror involved here? Now, when individuals make decisions about masking based on this, that, or the other, I think there's fair discussions and debates here to be had. Those are good. That's healthy for a republic. Everybody agreeing in lockstep is not good. But is there a movement in talking about the people that are all too quick to bring in government to tell them what to do? Is there also a sheep mode for, like, I'm not going to listen to anything about the mask. I'm not wearing the mask no matter what. Is there a sheep mode on that? Grant says, you don't see this kind of pushback on seatbelt laws or a fishing license. I wear the mask. We had a family member die in the beginning of all this. Paul saying, basically keep it out of nursing homes and let's get on with it. Makes you wonder a little if there was a plan where they wanted it. Was a plan where they wanted it to go. Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, there is it's a very, very dark discussion, right, Paul, that could go on around this and say it's this pandemic is affecting those people that would die anyway, so it's hurrying or hastening that on. I don't know. I don't would hope that's not any active discussion in the halls of government. David says, while an ordinance by the government requiring mask usage might be constitutional, it's certainly against the principles of liberty and freedom. You have the freedom to be an idiot in this country, but that doesn't mean you should be wear your mask. I think I kind of followed this. Terry says, all right, see, this is some of the pragmatic part of this, I think Terry gets. If private property owners don't have the stones to enforce their mask requirements without the power of government, then they don't get to control their property. Idealistically, I'm with you, Terry. Pragmatically, if a private business is in there trying to be the arbiter of mask or no mask and trying to keep, because their job is not to make laws, their job is not to pontificate on talk radio. Their job is to sell whatever widget they're selling. So if you're the business, you want to be as affable as you can be to everybody, right? But if you're saying, oh, we got a mask law, and then the people are not going because you dared put in a mask rule in your business, and or you don't have one, and then the mask people don't come in because of that, hey, it's the free market, and I get it. Like I said, idealistically, Terry, I'm with you. Pragmatically, though, it sure is a nice cloak for a private enterprise to say, listen, we're just complying with the municipal ordinance here. Says, I guess Dale didn't feel the freedom of expression is part of the First Amendment. Well, I mean, can I argue that freedom of expression means a pair of crotchless chaps for me walking down Airport Boulevard? Is that freedom of expression? I mean, you take me full libertarian. I'll make some fantastic arguments on your side, Terry. But he goes on to say, mask decisions for the individual should be based on the evaluation of information based on your circumstances, not government mandate. I don't support mandated mask at all, but I feel the council passed an ordinance is more constitutional than an executive mandate. If you are ill, you should wear a mask. Better yet, not go out. But why is my freedom being infringed when I'm not sick? Okay. Another texter says, here's a question. What happens after 30 days? Nothing has changed, or heck, can we really tell even now or then when they ask to extend it, a la Kay Ivey, where she just rolls it on without any guidance or report numbers, all crisscrossing one another? Yeah, that's one of the things, too, that you can say, damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? I mean, if you could... So we put mask on. So the mask ordinance is in. And if the numbers of cases, new cases, continue to rise, what do you say? If you're a masked person, what do you say? If they continue to rise, you say, well, the cases would have been so many more if we wouldn't have had y'all masking up. Or the cases fall. Look at there. Our mask ordinance turned this around and had the number of cases fall. That's the they can play both sides of it. The non-masker is going to say, listen, those numbers, that rise would have happened. It's, look at it. It's happening. The masks have no influence on this. This is just a genuflection to big government. This is just some kind of talisman around your face for people to feel like something is being done. It's better. Or the non-maskers see the number of cases fall. They'll say, look, this was already getting ready to turn. It had reached its zenith. The mask makes no difference. So without... because there's an unknown and an unquantifiable here, both sides of this can play the data to say it serves their purpose and proves them right. And hence, it's a contentious issue. Robert in Orange Beach up first. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Sean. Did you not listen to your friend from Huntsville that made the comments about masks? You know, he said if you want an increase in coronavirus and a decrease in the economy, then you're going to elect Joe Biden as president.
No, I heard him, yeah.
Everybody I see not wearing a mask, I assume in a group, they're supporting Joe Biden or supporting a Democrat.
Y'all hear what Robert's saying. What Robert's saying is what Dale said. Y'all, listen, if you didn't hear Dale earlier, Robert's saying it for you, that if you believe, which I think is a fair thing to believe, that a good economy leads to a better chance for President Trump getting reelected, if you wear the mask, you get a better economy, you get President Trump.
That's right.
So if you don't wear a mask, you don't want Trump reelected. It's what you're saying.
That's right. That's exactly right. And when I see somebody without a mask in a group, that's what I assume they're implying.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Robert. So, I mean, think about that. What do you think about that logic? That if you don't wear a mask, it's going to lead to more shutdowns. It's going to lead to hamstringing of the economy because people will be limited to 10% capacity of a building or whatever they'll come up with. And the economy will continue to just kind of sit. Which, by the way, the economy, the metrics have not changed. If we can get this under control in managing this virus, I think the economy goes back gangbusters. But if you believe that if you don't wear these masks, they're going to continue to limit business, they're going to continue to limit occupancy places, the economy's not going to come back, it's going to be bad in November, then you must want Joe Biden. All right, let's see. Terry said the WHO is saying that the dreaded undiagnosed infected person is not what's driving this increase. Well, WHO, though, right now the word out, the news this morning is we are pulling out of the WHO. But remember, we were pulling out of the WHO about a month ago. Maybe this time we do it. But y'all remember that? This is not the first time that we're going to pull out of the WHO. So pardon my pause a little bit on it because I have heard that. We'll see. So the undiagnosed infected person is not what's driving this increase. So it's the diagnosed not infected person? No, it's the diagnosed infected person or diagnosed uninfected. All right, I'll work all that out. We'll come right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:51 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. By the way, that Five Guys story out of Daphne, more information coming out on that. You heard a little update from News 5. We'll circle back to that in a second here and put some more information in on the story that was breaking, I guess, of last night. Had some info this morning, but it's getting to be a little bit more now and some people named in the story, which gives me a little more confidence in the story. All right, I do want to read through these texts and grab your phone calls as well. Les says, just like you wear a seatbelt, you should wear a mask. Well, I mean, remember all the arguments around seatbelt laws, right? It's a personal, you know, I'd say you could, unless I hear what you're saying, I do believe that you could even make an argument, though. If you believe the mask was preventing the transfer of coronavirus, then you could say it actually has more bearing than a seatbelt law, right? Because a seatbelt law affects the individual, not others. Although, yes, I know, the person gets hit, the car keeps going, they get knocked out. I do know that. I mean, we can get in the weeds on that. Let's see. Terry says, what, is the WHO not credible this week? I can't keep track. Yes, it does. It changes daily, I think. Jason says, if you don't like face masks, then you're really not going to like to be intubated. Have y'all forgotten about those in the medical community who are hourly trying to keep someone's precious family member alive? I think not wearing a face mask is a slap in the face and overwhelmingly disrespectful to every member of the medical community, especially the ones who have given their life trying to save lives. Wear a face mask. And that's in capitals with exclamation points. All right. This texter says, oh, Lord, I hope the Democrats aren't listening, Sean. They will intentionally not wear masks just to get President Trump unelected. Love your show. Thank you. Thank you, Keith. But there's a little, I mean, what about that argument that if you believe that, getting President Trump reelected, one of the things that will bring people out is their desire to protect a good economy. If the economy is not good, that works against President Trump. And if putting the mask on or what gives people confidence to go out and buy whatever widgets we got to get at the store, right, and get these things and buy and start new projects and do all these things, then, well, that would benefit President Trump. So, like Dale argued and others on the text line have as well here, that wearing the mask is pro-Trump. I think it's a pro-Trump move to put on the mask. President Trump has talked, that's the thing too, he doesn't have it on a lot of shots, but every time they ask him about it, he says, wear the mask. So people feel like they're standing with President Trump not wearing a mask. But yeah, remember, President Trump is also, it wouldn't surprise me, he's a populist. He's not a hardcore conservative who's obsessed with civil liberties. He hasn't ever been, but that's, I know. People put that on a shelf and say, well, I'm not going to worry about that right now. Texter says, what about mandatory automobile insurance? You could be a perfect driver and still require it to protect others. Hence the mask. All right. Monty says, the mandatory wearing of masks will ultimately affect businesses, which are also part of the plan to further cripple the economy and hopefully sway the non-thinkers to become dependent on a socialist regime. I'm not totally disputing the usefulness of a mask, but it is a crisis of use for the Democrats. All right, let's go to the phones at 343-0106. And Mike in Gulf Shores is up first. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing, Sean?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I got something for everybody to think about.
Okay.
You're wearing a mask and you're breathing through the mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The air particles are 969 nanometers large. All right?
Which is small. Which is small. Right.
Which is very small, yeah.
Okay.
And your viruses, the largest virus is only 300 nanometers or
okay.
smaller.
Okay.
So if they're breathing in the air, they're going to breathe in the viruses.
Yeah, I guess the idea, and I'm, as opposed to everybody on Facebook, I don't pretend to be an expert in this, but I think they were talking about more of this is to keep the spray, the spray it when you say it, keeping that abated. It's not the actual travel. The virus doesn't, is, who knows, tomorrow they'll have some different story, but it sounds like it has to be attached to the droplets to get out there, and it's hopefully to keep the droplets out. Even though the virus is smaller, then the droplets are repelled by the mask and put back
in. They're saying now it's airborne.
They said it's aerosolized at some level, and then they come back. We'll see, and today that may be the story, Mike, and I'll go read more, and I know that they'll say it, and then they come back and say it's not. I don't know. I'm not the expert on it. But they, for some reason, feel like it helps keep the spray down, and somehow that helps reduce the transmission. I don't know. Mike, I'm with you in the fact that I have seen that. Actually, I'm looking at it right now. The aerosolized, but I guess it has harder time getting aerosolized if it doesn't get sprayed out, right? Let's go to John. John's in Mobile up next. Hey, John.
Well, good afternoon. I just want to explore the logic that you know, not wearing a mask is people trying to get Biden elected.
Okay.
Well, if we follow that logic, Trump is not big on wearing masks. Does that mean he's not trying to get elected?
He's trying to get Biden elected. It's all a big plan.
Okay. When I heard that, first thing I could think of was, well, I mean, if we explore that logically, it just doesn't hold up when you test.
Although he has, you know, it's how far do we go in the do as I say, not as I do? Because every time he is asked in a presser or whatever if people should wear masks, he says yes. So,
and to the last caller, he's right. The masks don't help protect you; it helps protect others. And a good experiment anybody could try at home is if you have a screened-in porch. You know, screened-in porches are not waterproof.
Right.
Right. All right, well, stand right up to it and try to urinate through it.
And with that, we'll be right back.